Good evening. I'm Paul DiRienzo with the headlines. News from the war against Gaza. The Israeli cabinet voted unanimously Sunday to close the operations of the award-winning Qatar-based news agency Al Jazeera. The order goes into effect immediately. Al Jazeera responded the move was a criminal act on the part of Israel's government. Meanwhile, Hamas says the latest round of peace negotiations in Cairo has ended in failure, with the Islamist group accusing Israel of sabotage. And today is Holocaust Remembrance Day, a national day of mourning in Israel for the 6 million Jews who were murdered at the hands of the Nazis in World War II. The grim remains were reported on a British newsreel from 1945.
I, as a member of parliament, with 9 others, visited Buchenwald concentration camp. Some people believe that the reports of what happened there are exaggerated. No words could exaggerate. We saw and we know.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the occasion of the day to announce Israel was determined to destroy Hamas, no matter what the cost.
As the Prime Minister of Israel, the one and only Jewish state, I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. And I say to you, we will defeat our genocidal enemies. Never again is now.
Earlier this week, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders defended student protesters after evictions by police on campuses across the country.
Demonstrations must be nonviolent. Not only is that the right thing to do, it is the most effective thing to do.
More than 2,000 students, faculty, and supporters have been arrested with protests at more than 120 schools. At Dartmouth in New Hampshire, students attempted to set up an encampment in support of Palestinians and were met with riot-equipped police called in by the administration. That's the sound of 65-year-old labor historian Annalise Orlick being thrown to the ground by police. She described the ordeal to a local TV station.
I was mad because they had taken my phone, and I was mad because they just body slammed me and it hurt. And so I went, I said, like, give me back my phone, that I'm trying to get my phone back. I did, and at that moment, 3 police lifted me up in the air, slammed me down onto the ground. I mean, threw me down onto the ground on my bad shoulder. They said I was resisting arrest. It's really shameful.
At the University of Mississippi, a mob of white supremacists were separated from peaceful protesters by a line of police in Jackson. A black woman was verbally berated by individuals with American flags who made racist noises. This weekend was commencement time at many universities and colleges. At the University of Michigan, the ceremonies were interrupted by students with Palestinian flags. They were met with cheers and boos. Meanwhile, it was April 28, 1970, when President Richard Nixon ordered U.S. ground troops to invade Cambodia. It was a major escalation of an already brutal war in Vietnam that killed millions. Students rose up in protest across the country on May 4, 1970. 4 students were killed and 9 wounded by the National Guard at Kent State University in Ohio. Student strikes broke out, involving hundreds of thousands, and a huge protest was held in Washington, D.C. on May 11th. One of the speakers was actress Jane Fonda.
The fatal connection between our government's policies in Southeast Asia, between their clandestine maneuvers in all countries waging wars of national liberation, and the repression of minorities in this country.
Over the weekend, President Biden had other things on his mind. May 4th was named Star Wars Day in 1977 by producer George Lucas in honor of the smash hit film. Its star, Mark Hamill, was at the White House Friday.
How many of you had Mark Hamill lead the press briefing on your bingo card? Hands! I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president, the most legislatively successful president in my lifetime.
The Star Wars franchise spawned 9 films, with 4 more currently in production. Counting animated versions, theme park rides, and TV shows, the franchise has earned nearly $50 billion. Paul DiRienzo, New York.